So I'm talking to, this is...
I'm Summer Field.
Yes. And we're in Portland, Oregon, where Summer is attending the Elevate Engagement Conference that Journalism That Matters is putting on. And I've just asked her to give her a little elevator pitch about Harkin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I'm an engagement consultant at Harkin, and we're a small startup based in Chicago, and we work with journalists on audience engagement projects in newsrooms. So basically that looks like coaching journalists on how to put together public-powered journalism projects. So that's in the form of soliciting questions from your audience. So, you know, what do you want to know about Minnesota and the state and its people, or what do you want to know about this recent breaking news story? Like, what questions do you have?
Now, is it... What's the format for this? Is it entirely digital?
So actually, what I do is help people think about the media that will work best for them. But what it is we give a streamlined kind of tech platform as part of the subscription, as well as like my consulting services to like help make this work. So yeah, a lot of it is you have embeddable HTML responsive tools that you can put on your own websites, like white label, match your branding, and you can customize that to solicit the questions you want from your audience. And then the consulting helps think about, okay, you have your digital strategy with this, but then also like what live events do you want to do? What you know, creative interactives are you going to use to answer audience questions? So we help, you know, with creative execution as well.
Now, the hard question to answer, I know, is what's the revenue model? How do I make money?
How do we make money?
How does the newspaper make money if a newspaper
used to? Oh, yeah, I have answers for that. So we just saw a study, kind of a case study, from Bitch Media here in Portland, where they found readers who just interacted with Harkin at all, so like asking a question or voting, were like 2 to 5 times more likely to be donating, sustaining subscribers to the publication. So basically, engagement helps your business bottom line. Investing in your readers and making them feel heard will help you get money back in return. So if you have an investment in engagement, we've seen, you know, that sort of evidence.
Now, I know your founders are out of public radio, but as I recall from hearing one of your colleagues talk about this in Boston, you do have some newspapers you're working with.
Can
you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do have a few. Public radio is definitely our bread and butter and where we started, but we work with a good handful at this point. Like Kenosha News.
In Wisconsin. Yep.
It's definitely smaller, and we welcome all of you to come. We have kind of a former newspaper consultant, Julia Hasslinger, who's worked with local newspapers before. But basically, it's the same model.
How do you get paid? Yeah, and how do you get paid? How do you guys get paid?
Oh, yeah. So we have subscriptions that are a year long, and basically, so there's kind of for-profit and non-profit rates available. And basically that is a year of like high touch editorial and engagement consulting. So that'd be like someone like me getting on the phone with you, doing launching projects with you, as well as like day-to-day support with the tools. And then you get the tech platform and all of the embeddable tools. And then you get this streamlined engagement management system to collect audience feedback. So instead of letting it kind of languish on Twitter where someone asks you something and it goes out into the ether, you have a place where they've given you, and this is a big part of the money making aspect and relationship building, is they leave their name, their email, their question, perhaps like a zip code, and then you can follow through on that engagement, and then those people can become leads for your newsroom. So they can say they've opted into your newsletter, for instance, and they can be on the path to becoming paying subscribers, like
so
I was saying with Bitch Media.
What would a small newspaper pay you for that service?
Prices are kind of variable. I know they're going to be changing, but so don't quote me on it, but I think like a nonprofit rate would be something around $6,000 a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good elevator pitch.
All right.
It was a long ride on the elevator, but it was good.
It took me 3 years, but I got NPR to do Harkin.
Oh, good.